So, helping yourself to a better life by learning a new way and sharing this concept with others, you can create a huge business opportunity in an area you call intellectual distribution. This just happens to be the direct selling model. Please explain.
In 1990, I wrote a book called Unlimited Wealth. At that time, I had no idea what direct selling was. In fact, I'd heard the names of these companies and always wondered, what do they sell? What do they do? I never knew anyone in direct selling. But in Unlimited Wealth, I wrote about how wealth was created mainly by people who distributed things versus people who made things. In 1990, if you bought a $100 product in a store, 85%, $85 of the product was in its distribution cost, and $15 was its fully loaded manufacturing cost. That was a big difference since the 1960s. When I was growing up in the 1960s and going to school, when you bought something at retail, 50% was manufacturing costs and 50% was distribution costs. That's why in the 1990s, the people who got very, very rich were the people who found better ways to distribute things versus better ways to make things. If you find a 20% better way to distribute things, and distribution's 85% or $85 of the $100 price, you can save $17, 20%. But if you find a better way to make things when manufacturing cost was only 15%, you could only make 3%, 20% of the $15 manufacturing cost. So you see that the fortune shifted from 1960s to 1990s from people who made things to people who distributed things. In 1961, Sam Walton left his store, retailing had been probably one of the oldest business professions, and went out to find a better way to distribute retail goods to rural America. 30 years later, his company was not only the largest retailer in the nation, he was the wealthiest person in the world. The reason he was able to do that is that if you look at a product in the 1990s or today, about 85% of the retail price of the product is made up of the distribution cost, and only 15% is manufacturing. Or a man like Fred Smith in 1976, who started Federal Express, an airline that refused to fly people. It only flew little packages and envelopes and boxes, and he became an overnight billionaire. Or Ross Perot, who was known for EDS computer business, where he made $4.5 billion very quickly, but it's a computer business where he never made software and never made hardware. EDS distributed other people's hardware and other people's software to consumers who needed them. So the great fortunes in the 1990s, I said, would be made by people who distributed things. That's when I heard from the direct sales industry. And they said, you write about distribution, and that fits our model. I called this business physical distribution, the physical distribution of a product to a consumer, exactly what Walmart does. So people listening to this might think, oh, wow, distribution, I should go into Walmart. Not so fast. The opportunity I've been writing about for 2 decades in physical distribution and all those people who made fortunes in physical distribution has come and gone. Walmart does a very good job taking a very good product all the way from China and bringing it to every neighborhood in the United States. The opportunity in distribution still exists today, but it's not in physical distribution. It's an intellectual distribution. Teaching people about new products and services that they either didn't know existed or didn't know were now affordable. And intellectual distribution is where the greatest fortunes are being made and will continue to be made for at least the next 1, perhaps 2 decades. It's an interesting paradigm shift. Today, most money in the product is in whoever intellectually teaches you that the product exists or is now affordable. Not who makes the product, and not who physically distributes the product to your door.